Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Yeah,
it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys are all enjoying your day so far. I'm not even going to get on how you can contact me. I'm not going to plug the YouTube channel. I've been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work while balancing the audio podcast on a daily basis and doing the live stream. I've talked about my goal. My goal is to start doing, because if you haven't noticed, I'm a day ahead of time when it comes to the podcast. So my dream is, and I need one more piece of equipment to make this dream come true, I need to get this board. And I got most of the money. I have most of the money so far to get the board that I need. I'm going to be able to take live phone calls with this board. I'm going to have a great microphone. I'll be able to control my guest audio. It's going to bring what I'm doing into, like, being a real radio broadcaster. But also, being a podcaster, you're a real broadcaster as well, too. Because I'll admit to all of you guys, like, I used to be one of those radio guys that thought, oh, podcasting is for people that aren't good enough to be on the radio. And, man, I have never been more wrong in my life. But if I can get that board right now, I'm going to be golden. Because my dream is Sunday through Thursday, you know, so Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, it's going to be from 8 to 10. 8 to 10 is going to be my live stream. And it's going to be on my YouTube channel. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on all the streaming places that I can do. But, like I said, I need to get that board, because I could do what I'm wanting to do right now, but the audio is not going to be there. And the audio is that's my thing. The audio, like, video is what everything has become, but I know, like, I sound like a guy that thinks that vinyl is better than CDs or any of the other formats, MP3s now. I got to have the audio right. That is just my first love, is audio, because of working in radio for as long as I have. I was working radio before they started showing pictures. We were just getting websites when I first started out in radio. So that's what it's become, but I'm still not going to put out a content if the audio is not good. And when I do these live streams, I'm going to be able to play video and audio for you, be able to take live phone calls, I'll be able to have live guests. It's going to bring my content up to the next level. So if you want to, you can donate on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. I'm doing a live stream tonight. I'm not asking for anything for free. I'm not panhandling here. Because if I get this last little thing, I'm never going to have to ask anything from you guys again. If you guys want to donate money, then donate money. But I'm not going to be asking for it. Because I really think the content that I'm going to be able to put out is going to be so good that you're going to want to, like, throw some money at me. Like I'm a goddamn whore or something. Just the way it's going to be. But if you don't want to do it through YouTube, you can go to my PayPal, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. Even if it's a dollar, I don't need them. I got about half of what I need, maybe a little bit more. So any little bit that you guys want to donate, you can easily do that. paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. So once I hit that goal, and then once I'm able to get that board that I'm able to put on the show that I could be proud of, then it's game on. It's definitely going to be game on. All right, so I want to get into some content. You guys have heard Amy Sinha. Amy Sinha is my friend. She is from Wales, from the United Kingdom. And she does a lot of the voiceover stuff for me. I had her on the show as a guest. Hell, I think it's 1 year. I think today is 1 year that it's been since I met Amy. So, you know, Amy has become really, really good friends with her. I've had her on the show a few times. She does a lot of the voiceover stuff when I can't find news stories that have videos that I can pull audio from. So she helps me out with that. She's done a lot of the voiceover stuff. She voiced over the Best of Orlando stuff that I did. But she's also an accomplished jazz musician. And there's this new scam going around. And I wanted to play this news story because this is all going to come together. Because when I was talking to Amy about this, it just didn't sound right. She didn't feel like it was right. And then she did a little bit of investigating and she sent me this video because she's not the only one that almost got scammed out of a lot of money.
COVID-19 has musicians in Music City feeling vulnerable this year, but as News Channel 5's Matthew Torres shows us, it's not stopping scammers from targeting them.
I've been hurt, I've been bruised, and I've hurt people too.
As a singer-songwriter, Melissa Gardner wears her heart on her sleeve.
Learning to cope.
You know, this happens a lot, okay? If you're getting it into any type of the entertainment field, radio, newspapers, TV news, TV entertainment, movies, you got to sell a little bit of your soul. You got to eat crap for a little bit of time because there are so many people that want to be where you want to be. And I did it when I first started in radio, when I was an intern, I had to bide my time. I had to stick it out until I could get my foot in the door and get hired and officially be a radio person. But I also did ironworking. I consider myself like a starving actor out in Hollywood. We all do that. We all do that. And I'm sure that this woman that they're featuring, she has another job. She has another job that she works because it allows her to be able to do what she really likes to do, and that's be a musician. But she got taken advantage of.
But her emotions have never been on display quite like this.
I feel so dumb and so ashamed, and I'm like, I just cannot believe that this happened to me.
The 25-year-old turned to social media after what seemed to be a simple request struck the wrong chord.
This guy scammed me out of, like, all my money.
A person with this private Instagram account messaged her asking for a personal birthday song for his 5-year-old son.
All right, so this is where my good friend Amy Sinha comes in. The same exact thing happened to her on Instagram. And it's pretty much, it's word for word. Action for action. Everything that happened to this poor woman in Nashville happened to my friend all the way across the Atlantic Ocean in Wales, and she's a jazz musician, and I just, how does this happen? Does somebody just come up with this? Do they got like a pyramid scheme where like this guy comes up with one scam? And then he sells. He franchises scams. Is that what the world has become to? That we're franchising scams out now? So the guy gives you the idea of the scam. And then whatever you make off of it, you got to kick up to him. Like you guys are all mafiosos or something. Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Receiving gigs through social media isn't anything new.
His name is Solomon. We call him Solly. His favorite show is PJ Masks. He's in love.
They agreed he'd pay $500, $200 up front, the rest once the song was completed. She transferred the check he emailed to her to her bank account, only for him to message her claiming his bank manager accidentally sent her $2,000.
All right, so this is where my, once again, more of, once again, where my friend Amy comes in, okay? So the guy said $200 up front. Now, you know, from scam to scam, you want to just change it up. You got to change it up. But instead of $200 up front, it was $300 up front that Jerry was going to pay up front for my friend Amy to write a birthday song. But Jerry, he writes, "Hey, Amy." So there's a little problem now. My assistant requested $3,000 instead of $300 to our manager. And now he processed a check for that amount. It says we won't be able to request another check from the account for another month. I'm trying to see what I can do. I'll get back to you as soon as I figure it out. All right, so he's not asking for money yet. He's not doing that. Because he couldn't write it. He couldn't send it through PayPal. He said he needed documentation, so he had to send it through an e-check through his business. And all this happened. Oh, no. You know what? If you're, like, sending out that type of money, or your assistant would make a mistake like $3,000, then you're a pretty big-ass baller. If you're just sending out $3,000 checks to willy-nilly to somebody to write you a birthday song. But he also wrote, he said, "Hey, Amy, I just spoke with my manager now." So apparently, turns out there's nothing we can do about it. We've discussed about it and have come to a resolve. I can send you a check. I could send you the check for $3,000. You deposit it with your app. And then we can just find a way to send the rest back to my manager so she can put the money back in the account. I know you won't screw me over because people's art says a lot about them. Ha ha. Yeah. If a guy says ha ha or LOL, do not trust him. Do not trust him at all.
You know, a person's music says a lot about them, and I don't think you're going to screw me over. And you know, please send me back my
$1,500. So. What did I just read you? He writes, "I know you won't screw me over because people's art says a lot about them." Yeah, this is a little disturbing. For people to be able to take advantage of musicians that are just trying to make it, and you're giving them a chance to make a little bit of money, and you're going to rip them off, but also at the same time... It's wrong either way. Other reasons I would have been like, you know what? If you're that dumb to fall for it, then you know what? Screw you. No, but people are right. That guy played on the heartstrings of musicians. Like, you can judge the character of a musician. Right there, that just plays right. You're marking out. You're pandering to that person and their feelings. And it sucks. It really does. But Jerry also writes, "It can be a minute or two, 2 minute song. Just a simple birthday song. It doesn't have to be too long though, but that depends on what works for you. Just do what you think will be best. I don't want to narrow your imagination." So, hold on. All right, so I kind of read these a little out of order. I did. So this is the initial. This is the initial reach out. Sorry. Look, you know what? I'm not going to go back and put this in order, but he writes, "His name is Solomon. We call him Solly, though, and his favorite show is PJ Masks, but he is in love with Spider-Man. Ha ha." Once again, God, it just sounds so creepy. If you LOL or ha ha, you'd probably want to talk about his puppy, Maxie, too. All right, Harry. All right. How could anybody fall for this? You know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to have my friend Amy on here in just a few. I don't want to. We'll just get back into this. But he also writes, "They are best friends. Ha ha. He is going to be 5 on February 27th. We'd love to have the video a day or two before his birthday so my wife and I can learn the lyrics. Is that possible?" Yeah, guys, do not trust anybody. Like, I know that it sucks. Back in the day, you might be able to trust people, but maybe it was this bad. Maybe it's always been this bad. Maybe it's because we have social media and all that stuff that we now know not to trust people because we see what all these scammers do. Oh, man, I don't know. This just really bums me out. It does, because I've been burned by this a lot. Not to be financially, like, robbed from, but I've also had a lot of people that have promised a lot of things. People that have promised a lot of things, and then they will get my hopes up, and I'll be like, yes, this is going to be the thing. This is going to change my life. And it just does not, it doesn't come to fruition. And it sucks. That's why I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do right now. Why I'm trying to be self-sufficient, where I don't have to rely on anybody else to be able to do what I want to do. I would love to get back on the radio somewhere, but no matter what, I'm not going to give up these live streams that I'm doing, because this is my thing. I don't have to worry about some asshole boss or some program director or somebody telling me that they know better than me what I think is entertaining. And most of these managers and stuff have never, ever, ever done a day in radio, have never been entertainers. And it just sucks that that's the way that it's become now. Music, entertainment, it's all controlled by Instagram and TikTok.
Gardner sent the money through Cash App, thinking it was the right thing to do. But 5 days later, that check bounced, leaving her with less money and less trust.
A young songwriter out here doing things on my own now, and I just feel like they saw that and they took advantage of that.
I do.
But now she's using this to send a warning to other young musicians like her.
It's hard to teach myself what I don't know.
I know that this is gonna get me this is gonna give me a lot of heat when I say this, but I also did a lot of research on my own, and I didn't see very many men musicians get taken advantage of by this scam. And I'm not saying anything about women not being smart, but it's the whole, like, angle of the scam is that you're playing on the heartstring of women that would like to do something for a kid. Maybe they want to be mothers one day. Because I just don't see how you could scam a dude out of this one. For one, like, if a father contacted me and was like, hey, I want you to write a personal birthday song to my 5-year-old son, make it personal, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing that one. No, not doing it. I watched To Catch a Predator way too many times. Not gonna get caught up to singing that song and then sending the video in. And then you finally talk me into coming to the kid's birthday party, and I'm going to perform it live for the first time. All the 5-year-old kids, they're all actors. They're like that Lipnicki kid from Jerry Maguire that would always say, oh, the human head weighs 5 pounds. No, not going to fall for that one, because I'm going to walk in. It's going to be like 10 5-year-olds, all actors. Probably going to win an Oscar one day. And then what's going to end up happening? I'm going to come in there, I'm going to perform that song, and I'm going to, Chris Hant, sir, please have a seat, because all the 5-year-olds are going to run out of the room. And then you know you're got, because you're looking at Chris Hant and you're like, oh God, I've seen way too many of these episodes. I'm just going to sit here. I don't mind things to be uncomfortable. Have you guys ever noticed that on the To Catch a Predator stuff? That they only go after you once you walk out of the house. Now, say if you were a pedophile and you're like, you're already caught. Wouldn't you just try to make it as uncomfortable as you could? Like a very uncomfortable scene from The Office. And you're just going to sit there. You're just going to stare. You're going to stare Chris Hansen right in the eyes. And you're just going to be like, you're going to act like nothing has happened. I'll be like, oh man, how about the NFL playoffs? Can you believe it? The Rams and the Bengals? Whatever thought. Who do you got, Chris? Sir, we're not here to talk about the... Oh, no, Chris. Come on, Chris. Chris, why you gotta be that way, Chris? Let's just talk. Crack open. I brought these beers. I brought these Zimas. Brought these Zimas to the birthday party. Let's talk here, man. Let's share a Zima. Just make it uncomfortable. That's what you got to do. Man, I'm way off the deep end here on this one. But that's why you're never going to get a guy to get caught up in a scam like this.
Don't let anyone misuse their talent by playing on their heartstrings.
Wasn't prepared for the stains on my soul, but I'm learning.
And she's not the only one. After posting that video on social media, she says she heard from other musicians who've either been scammed or have been contacted by the same person or a similar account over the last several months. Reporting in Nashville, I'm Matthew Torres, News Channel 5.
I promised you that I was going to be speaking to Amy Sinha. You know, Amy, I've already, like, talked about her because I talked about everything she's been through. She told me about this, and I'm glad she did not get taken advantage of. But Amy, how are you?
Well, I'm very well now, but it's been a long day, I'm not going to lie.
All right, so... You know, I wanted to have you on because there were some questions I wanted to ask. Okay, so I told my audience and stuff that you do a lot of auditions. A lot of people, you know, it makes it sound weird when I say a lot of people approach you like you're a, you know, Julia Roberts and, you know, Pretty Woman or something. No,
I get that all the time. No, I do.
I'm just saying men approaching you or people approaching you to voice over some stuff or, you know, because you're a very, very accomplished musician. You've done a lot of jazz stuff. You've done a lot of singing. Yeah. And for you to be able to get this, it didn't seem out of the ordinary until you started describing it to me. Please. All right. So talk about the first time you got an email or anything from this person, because I've read some of the things. Matter of fact, I mean, I don't know if you had them in order or whatever, but I mean, I could easily start at the beginning. Well, no.
Yeah. No,
how about this? Just start at the beginning, because I have where it starts getting a little sideways. OK, so when this person first reaches out with you, is it OK if I say the person's name? Because
it's a pseudo name. Clearly, it's not his real name.
So Jerry Walters, I see now. I feel bad that I didn't mention it earlier, but Jerry Walters, what was the first thing that he ever sent out to you?
Well, it was, do you still write songs? Mm-hmm. And that was a little bit strange because actually on my Instagram, I hadn't put I'm a songwriter. I just put I'm a musician. I could be wrong here, but I didn't.
So that's how he reached
obvious.
Out. That's how he reached out.
Yeah, by Instagram on a message. But actually, I'm wrong. He reached out on a comment. So I put a picture up and he left a comment on that picture saying, I have a possible commission for you, which is time sensitive. So could you please check your requests on your DMs and get back to me?
All right. So like I've talked about what he wanted you to be commissioned for. Okay. the type of people that would ask for a birthday song to be written. Now, this was his child. Yes.
It was his child. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly was. So
yes.
I'm sorry. A parent that's not in the business that wants you to do a birthday song, they're not going to say, oh, I want to get you commissioned to write a song. You want to know what my parents were? I ain't commissioning a goddamn thing for a birthday song for you, boy. No, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese and have the robotic gorilla and all the other animals sing to you. Yeah, we'll do that because it'll sound just like this. Happy birthday, Patrick. You know, it doesn't even sound like cool. They just have the robotic words. It was like the Siri from back in the day. So no father that doesn't work in the business isn't going to say commission. So, all right, I digress. All right, so where did it go from there?
Okay, now you know what? Now you pick at that point. I was question marking, thinking, why would he ask me to do a video? And he actually specifically said, could you do a video for my 5-year-old?
Oh, wait. Now, let me ask you, Amy, was there any talks of what you had to be wearing in this video? No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be shocking or anything, but I mean, this guy is obviously a scammer.
Yeah.
Was he trying to scam his way into some, you know, pics, if you know what I'm talking about?
Well, this is the thing, you know, there are many scams going on, I think. And I don't think I thought of the right scam. So if I was going to think of a scam, I was just like, oh, I just have to send him a video and he just doesn't have to pay me. So that was in my head if it was a scam. But I have benefit of the doubt, you know, with COVID going on, a lot of people have asked to sing like happy birthday to people or their children, like in a wishful kind of, you know, like I'm a character from a princess kind of voice to their child, you know, that kind of thing. So the fact that he did ask, I mean, it was very clever. So he was like, can you do an original birthday song? You know, my son will love it. And then again, I did question mark, well, really, will he really love it? Why will he pick me? Okay. So, you know, all of these things were going through my head at the time.
What American?
Yeah.
All right. So American, where did he ever say where he was like calling you or reaching out from?
No. And I was going to ask him. And then I thought, does it really matter? Really?
See. How many kids in America, unless they're nerds like me that are big Anglophiles, would like, daddy, I'm doing an English, right? Daddy, I would love it if you could get an Indian girl that has a Welsh accent to sing me happy birthday, daddy. It would make my whole entire world.
Well, you know, you put it like that, and maybe, but, you know, I don't know what some kids in America are like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'd like a strange woman to sing happy birthday to them.
All right. So I read the messages and stuff. So now where it does start, because we talked about this today, where it starts getting a little like where you're throwing up some definite red flags is when he's like, oh, yeah, I can't send it through PayPal, which, by the way, PayPal is probably one of the most just regarded types of payment online. When you say like PayPal is like the one that can be trusted.
Mm.
Yeah. And he couldn't do it there, but he wanted to send you an e-check, and then he sends you an e-check, but it was supposed to be for the money up front, which was $300, right?
Yeah, for deposit.
And then how conveniently you just add another zero at the end of it is $3,000. So then I was like, okay, this is a little weird, but I didn't even think about this because you brought this up. Oh, I thought he was trying to have me launder. He was using me to launder money. Like, have you been watching Ozarks or something?
I've been watching a lot of criminal programs, a lot of law, you know. But that's the first thing that came to mind was money laundering. And because it happened last night, so everything was fine. And I thought, oh, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, this is going ahead. He wants to pay me up front.
Never
okay,
do that. Never, ever. Give anybody the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Oh, come on. Well, I
no,
won't.
Never, okay. Never, never, doubt. Never. And look, I don't even give my mom the benefit of the doubt. So,
oh,
I mean,
trust. Does that mean you as well?
No, I mean, I just, no, don't trust me either.
You want me to shouldn't trust you? All right.
No, don't trust anybody. Like, I don't trust you. Don't trust me, you know?
Hey. So,
that's just the way that it is. That's the look.
No,
okay.
I don't like that. I'm not living like that. Sorry. I trust people.
Okay. All right. So you trusted this guy that said $3,000, and then you do the research. The audio story that I played earlier, you found after I was talking to you and told you, I was like, this just doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. It sounds like the Nigerian prince thing. Where
well, you
like,
did say no. You did say it was a very specific request that he said for a check, and then it got me thinking because I did think that
because the conversion rate, like you said, you get your money there is worth more than ours right now. So what I'm trying to say is he's going to be losing out money, but he really doesn't care because he's not like He's not risking anything. He's not risking anything at all because he's just going to bounce a check on you.
And this is the thing. And I've never taken check before. So this was a new way. So the fact that I should. No, I know. Well, I'm not anymore because. But the thing was, is that if I was, I was thinking in my head last night, I was thinking, well, should if I was to do it, obviously I'd wait for the check to clear because I'm not, you know, transferring a lot of money, a couple of grand to someone when the check hasn't even cleared in my bank account. So that was going through my head. But really what was like niggling at me was, could it be money laundering? So if he sent me that amount of money and then he wanted me to send it to his account manager, I'm doing air quotes here, to his account manager, where is his account manager? That was going through my head. And then I knew, you know, it was red flags. And that's why actually I couldn't sleep a little bit last night.
Don't ever try to lose sleep over that, because I was doing my live stream last night and you're like, you're like 5 or 6 hours ahead of me. I was like, what the hell is she up doing watching my live stream and stuff? And I was just like, don't ever lose sleep. Unless you send him any money back, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. He can piss off. I know.
I was just like, it just didn't feel right.
Please tell me you have a number. Please tell me you have a phone number.
Have whose phone number? His.
Yeah. Uh-huh. God, please.
No. Why do I have his phone number?
You don't have. Well, I mean, sometimes they'll have like a burner phone number where they try to be like more realistic, because if you do, please.
I have his email.
I know.
And this is the thing.
Can you send it to me? Can you send it to me, please?
I'll send you his email.
Because you know what my producer Vulture does for a living. And I really think we might be able to get to the bottom of this, because that news story I played earlier, I feel bad. I feel bad because, you know, like, these starving musicians are getting like hoodwinked out of their money.
Well, and it's to young musicians as well. I mean, I would never do it because pick the wrong person, to be honest with you, because I'm not sending anybody money. It's like, what? I got $3,000 floating in my account. Yeah, no, I'm just going to pay it to him. No, absolutely not. So, and if you listen to the news story, if you remember, she kind of did say he was intimidating her. So he used the intimidation.
Oh, you're not going to intimidate an Indian woman. Your Indian woman is going to be like, no,
I'm Welsh. I'm Indian and Welsh.
Indian and Welsh. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, Amy, before we go, you know, if somebody really, really did want to commission you for, you know, a song or some voiceover work, how can my audience and supporters find you?
Oh, you just want me to write you a song, don't you? I have a
not me. I mean, are you sure? Well, you know how at the end of all the Indian like foreign films we see here in America, they all like have this big dance number at the end of the movie. So, like, if you could write me like a Hindi type closing that, you know, that I might be able to use, that people could dance to and stuff, I think it would be amazing.
Oh yeah, but in the video you'd have to get, you know, wet by the rain or
oh, that's fine. I'm down. Look, it rains a lot in Florida, so we could easily do that.
All right, okay. Yeah, no, well, what happened was I'm actually, you know, I'm not upset that this happened. Obviously, yeah, I didn't sleep very well, but it kind of, I haven't written a few songs I haven't written any songs in a few years, and actually this kind of got me a bit inspired. So the first thing I did this morning was to sit down at the piano and see if I could write a birthday song, and I did. You know, I actually think I wrote quite a nifty little song for birthday boy, and I included Spider-Man in it and everything that he said that he liked. And but you know if anybody actually does want a birthday song, I have one going. I can definitely tailor it.
Oh no, so. How about this though? Write a generic one that you could just throw like somebody's name in. Like, you know how I was like Chuck E. Cheese would be like, "Happy birthday, Patrick." no, you do one that you could like just fit in like any syllable and stuff if you were like able to stretch it out at all.
Well, I think I can do that. I think that I've actually done a model song for that, and yeah, I can put people's name or your age and
maybe we could even set it up as like an OnlyFans page. Yeah, I mean, you know, OnlyFans, you could do whatever you want to, but like, you know, like you
can I do that
up.
If I didn't have to strip, can I do that?
No, yeah, you can, but get up there and just kind of sing. But like, yeah, I mean, you might have to wear something revealing, you know,
how
kind of like Well, no, kind of. I mean, people like, you know, if you were going to say, oh, hey, I want you to wear like a regular, like native, not native Indian, because if I say native Indian, everybody's going to think I'm thinking Native Americans. I'm talking about like, you know, with the little garb and stuff and I don't know, like the necklaces or the belly chains or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Yeah. OnlyFans. Yes, yeah, I could
wear a little crop top, you know, and I could definitely do revealing. I've got no problem with revealing.
Oh, anyways, all right, Amy. I mean, you totally forgot how I gave you the floor to be able to tell people how to get a hold of me.
Yeah, sorry.
I forgot about that.
You can get a hold of me at amysinha.com or on social media. Just don't pretend to be somebody else and message me because I'm on to that now. I am not going to get hoodwinked. That is my word of today. Hoodwinked by that again.
All right, Amy. I appreciate it. Hopefully, I'm happy you didn't get hoodwinked. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.